Translation with a purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Lord lay down for 4,000 yuga cycles in His internal potency, and by His external energy He appeared to be sleeping within the water. When the living entities were coming out for further development of their fructive activities, actuated by the energy called Kala Shakti, He saw His transcendental body as bluish. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the Vishnu Purana, Kala Shakti is mentioned as avidya. The symptom of the influence of the Kala Shakti is that one has to work in the material world for fruitive results. The fruitive workers are described in Bhagavad Gita as mudas, or foolish. Such foolish living entities are very enthusiastic to work for some temporary benefit within perpetual bondage. One thinks himself very clever throughout his life if he is able to leave behind, if he is able to leave behind him a great asset of wealth for his children. And to achieve this temporary benefit, he takes the risks of all sinful activities without knowledge that such activities will keep him perpetually bound by the shackles of material bondage. Matunahagara, it's in the Bhagavatam is described as the powerful chain of material life. That this chain, they're actually created by our fruitive activities. You have a Madhurya Ras, on the other hand, spiritual attachment, the spiritual chain of love of towards Radha and Krishna, Madhurya Ras. And then in the material world becomes Matunya Hagara. Matunya means bondage. Due to this polluted mentality and due to material sins, the aggregate combination of the living entities appear to be bluish. Such an impetus of activity for fruitive result is made possible by the dictation of the external energy of the Lord, Kala. As the Lord is very democratic, liberal, is not a dictator, so therefore He makes it possible. He sanctions the living entities. You want to enjoy? Yes, no problem. And He facilitates the enjoyment for them. The living entities, they trade their freedom with material enjoyment rather than using it in serving the Lord or understanding where they come from, what is the purpose of life, and where they go. But actually, then they become implicated into the reaction of their activities. And as a result, as is described in the purport, in the translation, the body of the Lord, the abdomen of Lord Vishnu, becomes bluish. That bluish color is actually from the sinful desires of the children of Vishnu, which is us. You know, when we are, even though we are into the body of Vishnu, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, but still we carry our desire with us. This is a partial annihilation, destruction It's not the entire one. It's the one. It's the night of Lord Brahma. So, and then yam yam bapi smaram bhavan tajanti ante kalaivaram. Bhagavad Gita says, you know, that whether we are manifest or not, when we die, or when we are annihilated, or when we are unmanifested, yam yam bapi smaram bhavan tajanti ante kalaivaram, we carry the subtle body with us. Mind, intelligence, and false ego, and all the desire, they gravitate around these three subtle elements. And yam yam vapi smaram bhavan, smaram. Whatever we are thinking at the time of death, those desires will come with us and will determine our future. And these desires, they're actually the bondage that we set on our future, on ourselves. They impel us to practice some more fruitive work. It's just like, you know, you get up in the morning and you have a desire to activate your business or whatever, your day, and along with it comes the desire. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to take children to school, I have to work to make money, I have to buy something to make my wife happy, I have to buy something to make my husband happy, I have to provide something for my children. So these are the pushings of the desires. They activate the action. And the desire, it could be the fruitive desire, it's actually, it could be quite complicated, implicating, if it's a sinful desire, then it creates reaction, vikarma. The good desire creates karma, you know, it's karma, it's not a bad thing. There is a karma yoga. The very good desire is a bhakti yoga, action in devotional service to Krishna. Karma is when you do your duty. Karma just means duty. There is a reaction, but it's a good one. But the vikarma, sinful activities, they produce the sinful reaction. And that desire actually rends the abdomen of Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, blue collar, like Prabhupada says in the translation. He saw his transcendental body as bluish, the transcendental body of the Lord becomes blue. Now we know why. Anyway, so I wanted to give a little something on the translation. I forgot to offer my pranam to my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. I'll do that and then I'll say a couple of things on the purport. Because without the mercy of the Guru, we cannot. We're not empowered to say anything spiritual. Umajana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshur militam jena tasmai si gurave nama. Si chaitanya manobhistam stapitam jena bhutale. Svayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadandikam jai shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shvasadi gaur bhatta vrinda hare krishna 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 hari 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 rama 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 hari hari mukham karoti vachalam pangalam gayate girim Yakripatamam Vande Shiguru Dinatarinam. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a blind man can see stars in the sky. By his mercy, a lame man can cross mountains. And again, by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Srimad Bhagavatam today. I offer my humble obeisances to the Lotus Feet, my spiritual master, and Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Tamala Krishna Vaswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Bhaskyata Desatarine. My humble obeisances to all the devotees here and those who are online and those who are offline and those who are still sleeping and those who are around the world, to all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindhu vaivacha paditanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namah. So, this is very interesting topics. This particular Vishnu is a special one. Does anybody know the name of this Vishnu? There are three types of Vishnu. One is Shirodaksha Vishnu. Which one is this one? Shirodaksha Vishnu. Garbhodaksha Vishnu, it's actually situated on the causal ocean, Garbha, and it's with Lakshmi Devi. I think yesterday I was listening a little bit of the class of Shyamasundara Prabhu. Nice talk. And someone asked, you know, how come Lakshmi Devi is not on this one? This particular Kshirodaksha Vishnu is the very, it's non-different, it's actually the first manifestation of Sankarshan. Okay, just to make it easy for everyone to understand, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explained, that originally there is only Krishna. Yeah? Very plainly will explain. And Krishna has his internal potency that sometimes it becomes manifest. Srimati Radharani. Yeah? Eko Bhavanam. The Lord is one originally, but then he becomes two. Radha and Krishna, because God is no male, no female, but at the same time is both. So it defeats all the controversy of the gender arguers. You know, those. Why? Someone asked me when I was distributing book, why God, I was a woman, beautiful woman, feminist, why God has to be male? I scratched my head, good question. And then I showed a picture, look, it's no male, no female, it's both. But hard for them to understand. So then, the very first expansion of Krishna, male aspect, it's Balaram. And then from Baladev comes the first Chaturbhuva, which is Chaturbhuva, as described in the beginning of the translation, word by word here. It means four expansion, Chatur, Chaturvidam. And they are Vasudev, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Sankarshan. This is the very first Chaturbhuva, Chaitanya Charitamrita explained. And this, then again, Sankarshan, which is situated on a transcendental, is the abode, the origin of Shiva. That's where Lord Shiva is from, empowered by Sankarsha. The very first Chaturvyuha, Sankarsan again manifest the all the Narayan in the spiritual world, and they create all the planets, spiritual planet, Vaikuntha Loka. All the Narayan, they are actually expansions of the first Chaturvyuha. Yeah? Simple to understand so far? And then again, there is another Chaturvyuha. Sankarsan again expand into the second Chaturvyuha. And the second Chaturvyuha again is Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and another Sankarsan. So what is the function of the second Chaturvyuha? Is that they create all the material planets and all the three Vishnu. Chirodakshaya Vishnu, which is this one, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Karanodakshaya Vishnu. So this Vishnu is the first one alone, laying down, which is the one in the picture there, right in front of me, above the head of Prayojana Prabhu, who is sleeping and is meditating on that Vishnu. And it's a beautiful meditation. So that Vishnu is alone, you can see. And then from that Vishnu, which we are talking about him today, he expand himself into other two Vishnu, Mahavishnu, which is the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and then the other one is Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Karanodakshaya Vishnu. Yeah. Mahavishnu and Kshirodakshaya Vishnu are the same ones. So what happened that they then create, this one creates all the planets and the other Vishnu, and he sustained them. This particular Vishnu is a special one. He's the Vishvambara. When I got initiated, I wanted to find out the meaning of my name. 1980, early 80s, my Guru Maharaj gave me the name in Mayapur. Your name shall be Vishvambara Das. And it's also a name of Lord Chaitanya, which means Vishva, universes, Ambar means the holder, the maintainer. And this Vishnu that we are studying today, it's the special one and is none other than Lord Chaitanya, Vishvambara. So he maintains all the other two Vishnu, all the material cosmic manifestation. Not only that, he also manifests another Vishnu, which goes into the heart of all the living entities as a Paramatma, Karanodakshaya Vishnu. So this particular Vishnu is, it's the, you could say, il principio, in Italian, il principio, the catalyst in English, yeah, the proper word is the catalyst person behind this cosmic manifestation. The very first one to create all the material universes. And he's always, as he says here, for 4 millennium he sleeps, which is the night of Lord Brahma, in his transcendental meditation, and while he's sleeping, you know, he create. What to speak when he's awake? What can he do? And then from his umbilical cord comes the lotus flower, which is the next verse you're going to read, study tomorrow. And then the very first manifestation, which is the title of this chapter, it's Lord Brahma, our Father. It's interesting, you know, that in the 8th canto, 9th canto, Srila Prabhupada says, when Jesus was praying, which is, Jesus is the only bona fide Christian. Well, there's a lot of good Christians, but he's the best one. Because he followed what he said strictly. And but all the rest of the other Christians, they slightly misunderstood what he said. I was Christian myself for many years. I'm still a Christian. But Prabhupada said, you don't have to give up, you know, your faith. You're a Christian, you become a good Christian. Muslim, you become a good Muslim. So I consider myself not a, you know, as a good Christian, because I'm trying to abide by the order of Jesus. So why did I mention about Jesus? Oh yeah, Srila Prabhupada says, when he was on the cross, oh Father, forgive them because they do not know what they are doing. Prabhupada, also in a conversation, he said he was addressing to Lord Brahma, his father. We are all children of Lord Brahma. And then the good Christians, Prabhupada says, you know, they go to Brahmaloka. And then at the end of the life of Brahma, they all become liberated. They go back home, back to Godhead, to the spiritual world along with their father. So this gives us a little glimpse, you know, who was the father of Jesus. So then the very first, the first living entity is the Lord Brahma. And all of us, we follow afterwards. Lord Brahma, he invites into the cosmic manifestation the praja. The praja means 8,400,000 species of life. And where do they go? Anybody want to tell me, where do they go? They come out of the abdomen of Lord Vishnu. Where do they go? Where is the Chatur Sloka, the 14th planetary system? First he creates the 14th planetary system. Where are they? This is a little context, a little exam, Srimad Bhagavatam class exam. Where do they go, these 14 planets? Where are they? No. Who said that? Yes, correct. Into the lotus stem. You see the lotus stem in the picture? Is the thinnest part of the picture. We think we are so great. You know, we think sometimes we are floating in some big, huge universe. But actually we are just in the lotus stem. And the petals, the topmost planet, Satyaloka or Brahmaloka, is the top one. Then you have Janaloka, you know, seven planets which are heavenly planets. And then the lowest one, Janaloka, Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka. We are on seventh one, the middle. Bhuvarloka. The middle of the stem, that's where we are, inside the stem. And that's our universe. And then below, there is Patala Lokas, Satala, Sutala, and all these planets. So, and everything is going on in this stem. You know, just when we think, when you are flying on the airplane and you look down, we think, you know, oh my gosh, the Greater London, one of the biggest cities in the world. But then you fly higher and higher and higher. One time, you know, I couldn't see London anymore. It became like an insect. Small, very small. What to speak about all the buses and train, and in that little insect there's a lot of movement. There's motorways and all these lorries and you know, London, it's surrounded by the M25. How many miles circumference is? Rough idea, I don't know. 12 million people, London. Do you see the 12 million people at 2,000 feet higher in the aeroplane? When you look down, you see nothing. And this is, we are Anu. That's why we are addressed as Anu, very small, insignificant. Krishna is a Vibhu. That's why Lord Brahma, when he came out, with his small eyes, small strength of vision, he could not see Lord Vishnu. He was going up and down the lotus. But he could not see the bigger picture. Where is he from? He was looking around, he could see nothing. So the Vishvarupa, the Virat Rupa, it's actually the body of Krishna, the material form of Krishna. It's looking at us all the time. The sun and the moon are the eyes of Krishna. The mountains are the muscles of Krishna. The rivers are the veins, the blood stream of Krishna. Fire, the volcano, they're like the tongue of Krishna. So there is a body of Krishna, but we cannot see the form. We cannot see the Vishvarupa, the Virat Rupa, because it's big, very, very big. So Lord Brahma could not see the source where I could, so he had to resort to two syllables. Tapo, Tapo Devyam, is the ultimate divine activity, besides all the fruitive activities. Tapo Yukte Yogena Trivirenatma Samadhina. One can have... Hare Krishna. Tapo yuktena yogena trivranatma samadhina. With the power of tapasya, you can see. Jnanina drishta tattvena varagena baliyasat. Tapo yuktena yogena trivranatma samadhina. With the power of knowledge, jnanina drishta tattvena, you can have the darshan, but only by performing drishta tattva, tattvena, the of the truth. And what do you have to do? Tapasya. Tapasya, it was the very first activity of Lord Brahma. And that is not fruitive. Of course, in one sense it was fruitive, but it was bhakti. Because tapo devyam, austerity, to understand where I come from, who is my source, what is my relationship with my source, that is divine austerity. And that's what Lord Brahma did. And then Vishnu became a manifest. And then he understood the work he had to do. Krishna, he entered also into the heart of Brahma and told him, okay, now do this, do that, create a house, a home where all the living entities, they will become manifest and perform their fruitive activities. But the Lord is so compassionate and merciful, he doesn't think, oh, they're going to look what they did to my abdomen. It's contaminated. It's blue color. If I let them out, they'll create a havoc again. So I let them stay in prison in my belly. No, he doesn't think like that. He gives them another opportunity. Okay, come out, enjoy yourself. Just like a father, you want to play? Go in the playing room, enjoy yourself. And when you're tired and you're hungry, then you come in the kitchen, eat something, and then you come and say hello to mom and daddy. That's what the living entities, you know, for many years, kalpa and vikalpa, we play with the toys and money, house, building, job, sensual pleasure, this plan, that plan, and never finishes. So Krishna gives us the chance, and maybe there is an opportunity that you can meet one of my devotees. I have to always dovetail a class into book distribution. Not because of ego, that because I do book distribution, but because it's important to understand why Srila Prabhupada translates those books. For all these imprisoned, nitya baddha, imprisoned conditioned souls, Krishna is letting them out of his abdomen. Lord Brahma is inviting them in this world for an opportunity, hoping that something good will happen, that one day you will meet one of my devotees who gives you my message, Bhagavad Gita. Or you will meet one of my devotees that he gives you the holy name, Harinam, Sankirtan. Or you meet one of my devotees who gives you food offered to me, prasad. These are the three potent activities that liberate the soul from the clutches of matunyahagara, nityabandha, the clutches of birth, death, old age and disease. And then we don't have to hopefully enter again into the abdomen of Lord Vishnu and make his belly blue with all our naughty desires. Krishna is very kind, merciful. My Guru Maharaj once in that corner there, he said, you know, how much do you love your son? I said, I love him a lot. And he said, do you ever change a nappy to your son? I said, yeah. Even when you change the nappy, you love him, right? I said, yeah, of course. Well, Krishna and the spiritual master love you a million times more than the mom and daddy loves the child. So here, we are like a baby. We are passing all our dirty desires. We're passing something in our nappy into the belly of Vishnu. And just like when you change the nappy, you know, you dirty your hands. But you still love the child. So Krishna, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, the all-merciful Lord who is standing on the altar, he still loves us. Whether we are, what is the verse? Whether you have a desire, not desire. Sanskrit verse. Anyone help me? Kama? Akama sarva kama moksha kama udarati. Beautiful. Thank you so much. What's your name?
Chicken.
Chicken. Oh, Chaitanya. Sorry. My. Thank you, Chaitanya. Yes, we have a desire or we don't have a desire, whether we are seeking for moksha to merge with the Lord, or we are serving the Lord, or we become a demoniac against the Lord, asurik bhava. Bhava means a sentiment, feeling. Even if we develop a demoniac feeling towards it, still he loves us. He's still carrying on changing our nappy, Krishna. That's how merciful he is. And not just measured, in the love of the mom and daddy in this world, the way they love their child, but in millions and millions of times more. Can we try to understand the love of Krishna towards us? Aham bija pradapita. We are his children, created by him, spiritual, indestructible. We are formidable. He is completely spiritual. And he's also made us of the same quality, just like the drop of the ocean. It's non different from the quality of the salt of the ocean. And that's who we are. Of course, according to our different types of nappy, we take birth in different color in this world, different desires. Some they are white, some they are black, some they are Chinese, some they are Italians, brown, yellow, and we take different shape of form, and then we think, oh, that's what I am. That's wrong. Srila Prabhupada say that's wrong. Who we are is just like when you feel hungry. Prabhupada says, you don't say, I'm feeling hungry in an Indian way, or I'm feeling hungry in an Italian way. Isn't it? It's stupid to say that. Hunger, it's an invisible feeling. When you're hungry, you're hungry. So the soul, it's like that. It cannot be actually identified with anything in this world. So therefore, we are so fortunate sitting here today and hear the glories of this particular Vishnu, who comes down also as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us the chance to go back home, back to Godhead, through receiving these books, to hear about these books. I mean, the purpose of it is not just to receive a book, but to read it and to wake up that knowledge that we already have in the heart. The Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, is none other than the key. As soon as you open up, you are opening up your knowledge within your soul. You're not learning anything new. That's what it is. They just unlock the transcendental vijnan that is already there in your heart. And that's what the Maha Mantra does. The prasadam, association with devotees, deity worship, living in the Dhamma, they unlock that relationship that we have with Krishna. So, I stop here and ask if there is a quick question. Sorry, I went over time. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions? We could take one or two. Does everyone agree what I said? Yes? 100% or 99%. Yes, Prabhuji.
Explanation of avidya and vidya, because he's talking about I don't know, maybe I'm confusing it, the kala shakti. Is that as negative, i.e. the vidya, and then vidya is knowledge?
The kala shakti is the time, which is also material, because in the and karis, yeah, is represented as avidya, because it plunges the living entities into the forgetful state. Avidya means ignorance, when we forget something. It doesn't mean that it's something bad. That's why we have to wake up again and become aware again. But the time, it's Kalosmin, it's none other than Krishna, but it's material. Because once we become liberated from this material environment, then we also become liberated by the Kalarupa, the form of time. Then we are not any longer under the influence of avidya. So in that sense, Kalarupa is a serving the Lord by keeping us in ignorance. And time, it's very interesting factor, you know. It constitutes past, present, future, and changes all the time, chanchalam. The past becomes present, present becomes future, the future becomes again the past, future becomes the present, present becomes the past. Whichever way you want to see the cycle of time, it's always right. Confusing. Yes, Srinivas.
You know, you mentioned your Bhagavad. Three Vishnus, right?
Yes.
I read Chaitanya in the Glories of Lord Nityananda.
Mm-hmm.
In there it's explained.
Yes, that's the one, the Glories of Lord Nityananda.
So, Karnagata Vishnu is Mahavishnu.
Yes.
And Gaudiya Vishnu, from him the half the universe is covered with water.
Mm-hmm.
And then from him Brahma comes, the lotus time comes from the Gaudiya Vishnu. And his pastime incarnation is Shirdakasya Vishnu, who lies in the ocean of milk.
This one it's the single one that we see in the picture. It's is the causal ocean or is the ocean of milk? It's on his own without Lakshmi, right?
Yeah, this one is Lakshmi. Yeah, Brahma.
Yeah, that's the second manifestation. So when when all the residents of Vrindavan from the Bhumi Vrindavan went to pray to Lord Vishnu to manifest Lord Krishna into this material universe, that one was the one, the Vishnu with the Lakshmi Devi.
No, that's the ocean of milk. They go to the ocean of milk.
Yeah, which is the place is...
Shirdakasya Vishnu. They pray to Shirdakasya Vishnu.
They pray to Shirdakasya Vishnu.
But they
okay.
Can't see him. They just offer prayers to
right,
him.
Right, right. And the Karnodakasya Vishnu is the one that manifests Lord Brahma.
Karna gets fish is Mahavishnu.
Mahavishnu, yeah, that's the same one.
Yeah.
Which is in the on the causal ocean.
Yes.
So this one that we are studying is the Karnadakshaya Vishnu or is it the Kshiro?
Kshirodakshaya Vishnu.
So that's the Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. That I was correct then, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.